Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And it's the Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. Valentine's Day is coming. So are people coming in to buy gifts for Valentine's Day?
They sure are, Jeff. Thank you so much for the introduction. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And our stores, Jeff, we have 45,000 square feet between the Lehi and the Orem location. And we are decked to the nines for Valentine's Day. So the great thing about buying home decor for Valentine's Day is one size fits all. And of course, we sell gift cards. We have recliners. We have pillows. We have throw blankets, the bedding, you know, all the good stuff that you need for Valentine's Day. So it's never too early to start your Valentine's Day shopping.
So is a pillow an appropriate Valentine's Day gift?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? It's, you know, I would say next to diamonds, and I think I saw a billboard that said Botox. I think pillows are the next thing.
All right, guys, diamonds, pillows, Botox.
Much cheaper. Buy pillows, buy candles. There's so many fun things. We even have a boutique at our Orem store, and we sell clothing and watches and necklaces and all the good things that your loved one wants. You know, oftentimes people think, oh, home decor is just for women, but it's actually not. There are incredible entertainment consoles for those big screen TVs. There's the recliners, there's the sectionals, you know, all the good things. So Jeff, definitely come in, check us out for Valentine's Day. We're really excited about that.
Cool.
Okay, next, I wanted to create some excitement because Craig Whiting is one of our favorite guests that we have continuously on this KSL Real Estate Show because he provides such great content. Your expertise is, you know, unheard of. It's unreal. You are top of the top of the real estate agents in the Utah market. You are the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome back to the show, Craig.
Heather, Jeff, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you.
We have so much fun. Okay, so I'd love to start off, of course, quickly with a brief introduction of who you are and how you became interested in this industry.
Yeah, well, it started probably out of default. I graduated after 9/11 happened and graduated from BYU with an undergraduate degree. The job market was difficult. And after sending out resume after resume and application after application, eventually I landed in the mortgage industry. And so I was in that for a few years, and then I got my real estate license in 2007, initially just for my own investing purposes, and I didn't realize that it would turn into a career, something that I would love so much, helping people achieve their goals with real estate investing and home ownership, whether it's a primary residence or a vacation home, things like that. And eventually got my master's degree in real estate development and was fortunate to graduate at the top of the class there. That was in 2013, opened my own brokerage. And then things cascaded from there. So at this point, with Prime Real Estate Experts, we have almost 100 real estate agents in the brokerage. We service the entire state of Utah. And I've been fortunate to have a strong database of loyal clients that help me year after year achieve marks with the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, where I'm in the, you know, receive the Hall of Fame Award year after year after year. And I'm grateful for the many people who have trusted me with their real estate transactions. And I'm very grateful for the real estate agents that trust me to lead them and train them so that they can help so many people have success with their real estate as well. It's a great industry to be in. It's a great industry to be in because it influences so many people and helps people achieve some of their greatest dreams.
For sure. And I don't know if our listeners know how difficult that is to have 100 agents that are working for you. That is unheard of. And I think that you are probably up there with or even beating most of these big box national brands in real estate.
That's the thing that's interesting. The numbers actually back up what you just said. So our brokerage is in the top 2% in productivity statewide for residential real estate. despite the fact that we are a third the size of some of our competitors. And so it goes to show the training that we have and the skills that we use really work. And if you're an agent out there looking to hang a license somewhere, we would love to have you come and see the difference. What I like to tell agents is this: we have all of the resources, and I would say more, that all the big box stores have. But we have the feel of a small family brokerage. And if you come and spend even just a half hour with us, you'll see how that's the case. But not only that, with agents having that experience, clients have that experience too. When clients work with us, they realize they've got all the power of the biggest brokerages behind them in marketing their homes, but they're doing it with a small family feel.
I think that's incredible. And the hustle that I know you have is definitely one of your personality traits. You've got to be exhausted at the end of the day. Not only are you overseeing 100 real estate agents, but all of your clients and giving them that personal attention. And then you're here as an expert on the KSL Real Estate Show, helping all of our KSL friends to know what's going on in the market and how to buy a home, sell a home, tips and tricks about that, you know, as this 1 hour goes on. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and give you some fantastic advice. So let's start here, Craig. Number one, what's going on in the national real estate market?
Well, the national market is not doing as well as the Utah market. I'll just say that. The Utah market is really, really resilient. And there were economists that predicted a 15 to 20% crash in housing prices that would come to Utah as a result of the massive spike in interest rates that we recently had. But it didn't happen. And there's a strong reason why it didn't happen. It didn't happen because the job market here in Utah is so robust and will continue to be robust. If you look back at the times where real estate values fell in Utah, it was correlated with job losses. And we're not experiencing job losses right now. We're experiencing job gains. Our unemployment rate is among the lowest in the nation and will continue to be that. We continue to have employers coming here for various good reasons. And as such, the job market remains robust here. So when you look at the state of affairs with real estate right now, if you look at the national versus the state of Utah, the national situation is not faring as well as Utah is. We have weathered the storm exceptionally well here. And our prices, for instance, last year, we in the Salt Lake County market, didn't really experience much of a decline. It was relatively flat, maybe a slight decrease. If you actually look at December over December prices, December 22 versus December 2023, we actually had an increase from those 2 months. So we have weathered the storm. Interest rates are now starting to settle down a little bit. And we predict that prices are going to go up this year. They're not going to go down this year. We'll have this conversation next February at this time. The prices are going to be more... They're going to be higher because of the framework that we have here that's so robust.
I think so too. And spring is coming, which is always a very, very strong real estate market here in Utah. Kids are out of school. A lot of people are sitting on the sidelines waiting for interest rates to come down and waiting for their kids to get out of school so then they can make the change, either upsize or downsize according to their needs.
And this is the hack that people need to know. When I talk about real estate values going up, it goes up almost, I can't say exclusively, but primarily from, say, now until like June or July. This is when prices go. They go higher. And then typically in the fall and the winter, we have prices settle down a little bit and sometimes come down a little bit. But the net effect of what increase happens between now and, say, June or July is going to be greater than any kind of price settling that occurs for the remainder of the year.
Well, it creates an interesting problem because interest rates are supposed to come down. We're all expecting that. We don't know what month. Maybe it's late in the spring. Maybe it's early summer. But you want to jump before prices increase. So what's a home buyer to do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. First of all, I will say that there's not a one-size-all-fits solution. There will be real estate agents out there that will say, buy now, buy now, buy now. But every person's situation is individualized. But if we were to speak just in generalities, buying in February is much better than buying in March or April or May or June, where we have bidding wars that are typically happening during that time and prices are going higher. It's harder to get the inventory because it's going off the shelf faster. So buying now is an easier time than, say, waiting till the summer or later this year where you'll probably be paying a higher price.
I think so. And with the election coming up, interest rates are probably going to be coming down. So get in the market now. Get the home that you love at $50,000, $100,000 less because of the supply and demand. And then you can refinance and get the rate that you would like. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And we are so lucky to have Craig Whiting. He's the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts on the show with us today. Stay tuned. We have a lot of great content coming up.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Super Bowl weekend. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with your super host, Heather. Can I say Super Bowl? Or do I have to say the big game?
I don't know.
In any event, Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Jeff, you're the real estate king. You're the KSL king. You can say whatever you want to say.
You make the rules.
Right up until the cease and desist order arrives. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We are so happy to have you on the show with us today. We get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. We've been doing this show for just over 4 years. I can't believe it's been that long. It's crazy. But I have to tell you, one of my very favorite guests is Craig Whiting. He is a regular on the show. He is always here. He's up to date and with the latest and greatest trends and stats of what's going on in the market. And he is the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome back, Craig.
Yes, thank you for having me on here.
So good to have you. Okay, so this segment, we're going to talk about sellers. What do sellers need to know if they are thinking of selling their home?
Yes, sellers, listen to this advice. You got to hear what's going to happen on this segment. So first of all, as a seller, you need to realize one critical factor. Selling a home is a psychological process. Buying a home is a psychological process. So when buyers come into your space and into your home, they have to have this positive, emotional, psychological experience, or they're not going to put in an offer. So the question is, how can you get your home ready so that when the buyer comes in, they have that emotional attachment to the home that they want to put in an offer? So a few tips. Number one, it is critical to have a pre-listing walkthrough. Have us walk through your home. We can help identify some of the areas that you're going to need to improve. It could be down to the lighting. It could be the smell. It could be the colors. It could be how you've staged your home. We can bring in a stager. Heather Osmond is amazing at that. This is what she specializes in. And you can spend time with her and her team helping the home be staged perfectly, help some of the spaces of the home that may not be sized correctly to make it look like they are sized correctly. Like I think about dining rooms, for instance, so many dining rooms that are undersized. And if you've got the wrong size table, buyers are going to notice that and may not offer. Having just the right staging advice and then also the right, I would say, repair advice. Not everything needs to be fixed, but some things must be fixed. I will often get asked the question, for instance, even down to like carpet or paint. It is so much better to replace what is not looking good instead of provide a concession to a buyer after the fact. And so many sellers just think, you know what, I'll just provide a carpet credit. The credit that the buyer is going to ask for will exceed the price of putting in that carpet. And you will have buyers that may have offered that won't offer because they didn't have that emotional or psychological attachment to the home. So the staging of it and then doing the correct repairs to help it have the right feel and communicate correctly, have the walls of the home communicate correctly to that buyer. It's an absolutely critical step to do.
So Craig, it's everything. I just have to tell you, there is a reason why builders spend so much money on model homes. When you walk into a beautifully furnished home and it's put together and the scale is correct and it's cohesive and it's beautiful and it smells great, and then you walk into a home that looks very tired and maybe they have five dogs and the sofa frame is worn out and it needs new carpet and it smells bad and looks bad, it is a reflection on all of the other deferred maintenance that has not been done on that home. So not only are you losing the money from the carpet allowance or the paint allowance or whatever the repairs that need to be done, but oftentimes I feel like they're offering 20 to 50 to 100,000 less for even the price of the home. And you're probably getting a very small percentage of the people that would have been interested in the home otherwise.
Has staging changed? Because the market has been absolutely insane in Utah. Yeah. And anybody would buy anything as long as it rises from the lawn. That's good enough. Is that changing now that things have calmed just a bit?
Absolutely. You make a great, astute statement there, because you're right. Time once was that people would offer on a property before they even saw it, and they would accept whatever the warts were of the home. But you're right. Now it is different. Now is the time where sellers really have to craft the bait at the end of the hook and make it correct. It has to be right in every way, shape, and form in order to maximize your offer.
So let me ask you both this. Is staging a home an art or a science? Craig, it sounded like you lean towards science. And of course, Heather, you consider it an art.
I think it's a blend of both, Jeff. I will tell you. I mean, obviously, the money that you spend on the staging, you want a return on your investment for those dollars. So we need to be really picky about where we're spending the money. The kitchen, the bathrooms are always very, very important. Cleaning the garage is huge. You wouldn't think so, but a lot of men will buy a home because it has a 4-car or a 6-car garage, or the potential to add an additional garage on that landscape area, your lot size. So definitely to pay attention to those things. Oftentimes the money you will invest, you will get back. And if you did invest in furniture, let's just use that for an example, then oftentimes the furniture is free because you take it to the next home with you, or you sell it with the house for an additional price on a bill of sale.
You're absolutely right. And it is 100% worth the investment to get better furniture, and you get the better sale, or you take the furniture to the next home, or you just sell the furniture after the fact, either with the home or just to someone else. It is 100% worth the time and effort to take the 2 or 3 weeks in advance of getting the home actively listed for sale to actually prepare it for sale. And so I think the critical step being meet with someone who is qualified and experienced in helping dissect what needs to happen, the nuanced changes within the home and then the outside of the home, in order to get the biggest bang for buck and get your home sold for the highest dollar.
For sure. And the online presence is more important than ever. So having the correct photography that presents your home in the best way possible is so, so important. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And we're back on the Real Estate Show, and I might add, an awesome edition of the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs, with stores in Lehigh and Orem. They're all filled up for Valentine's Day, so head over there, right?
Yes, they are, Jeff. One size fits all in home decor, and love is in the air, let's be honest. And we truthfully want you to love your home. So that's what this episode is all about. We have Craig Whiting. He's the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts, back on the show with us. He's kind of a regular. I'm a huge fan, Craig. You do such a great job. For this segment, we are going to talk about home affordability. I'm a little nervous because I know that's such a hot topic, but definitely, of course, as always, in the news, and something, Craig, you know so much about.
Well, affordable housing is a very hot political topic as well. But what I will do is I will provide practical solutions to the listening audience here of how they can afford a home in today's market. There are private ways to go about this where you don't need to have the government step in and help you buy a house. And so let's talk about some of those today. Too often, I think people want to wait for the government to make a solution for them for something like this, when they have within their own power the ability to act right now on their own. So tip number one, house hacking. Maybe some of you haven't heard the term house hacking. House hacking means that you earn income from a part of the house that you live in, whether that's renting a room to a roommate or having what we call an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit, like a mother-in-law apartment in the basement. You do the math on those, and often buying a home with a mother-in-law apartment helping to offset your mortgage payment is more affordable than buying a townhome. And I know a lot of buyers say, well, I can afford a condo, I can afford a townhome, I can't afford a home. That's just not the case. Really, most people, if you can afford a condo or a townhome, you actually can afford a home. You just got to find the right one that has a legal accessory dwelling unit within it where you can rent that space out, offset your mortgage with the rents that come in from that renter.
So, Craig, you're pretty much just describing my life. My husband and I, when we were first married 28 years ago, that's how we were able to afford our first home. So if you have kids, if you have grandkids, please let them know there are options. You can reach out to Craig Whiting and Prime Real Estate Experts and talk to them about this. You can get into a home. This is a way to solve home affordability.
We have a lot of our clients that have bought in circumstances like this. We specialize in house hacking and helping buyers that need this kind of a solution.
So I have a question about using the mother-in-law unit or creating a freestanding dwelling. Will the mortgage company consider the income that you're going to make by renting out that space, or do they not pay any attention to that when they decide whether you're qualified?
That is a great question. The answer is it depends on the mortgage company. Some mortgage companies have solutions that will account for legal rents that come in from an ADU, and some don't. So we have lenders that do and can help buyers using some of the income with income from the ADU.
So that's one more thing. You have to find the right mortgage broker.
Yeah. Correct. Yes. A necessary step. And we're connected to an excellent mortgage company that helps with that kind of thing. So another way to go about it is, instead of looking at, say, a condo or a townhome or even a home with a mother-in-law apartment, you can look at duplexes. And in a duplex, you've got two separate units and you live in one side, you rent out the other side. You can look at triplexes. You can look at fourplexes. These are solutions to some of the housing affordability that we're experiencing right now. Not only that, talking about financing, you can creatively finance as well. Many sellers are willing to still provide seller financing. And when a seller's providing seller financing, everything at that point is negotiable. The interest rate's negotiable. The amortization, whether it's going to be a 30-year amortization or a 20-year, 15-year, or even interest only, that's all negotiable. So at that point, you can really create a payment that you as a buyer can afford. And many sellers are willing to engage in seller financing.
Why?
So that's a great question. Sellers are going to explore seller financing usually because they can get a little bit higher price. If the seller is going to do something like that and get a buyer in at a below market payment or something like that, then the sellers will often want a higher price.
Well, and oftentimes they get more out of their home because if they were to sell their home, then they have tax problems. They typically would take that money and maybe invest it in the stock market, and maybe they're getting more out of seller financing than another investment opportunity.
I have some individuals who are older and may not need the cash out of their home right now, and it makes more sense for them to seller finance and just live on the cash flow that comes from that. And they're more concerned about cash flow in their life because they might be on a fixed income than they are concerned about a big chunk of money coming into their bank account. And it's true over the life of the loan. Like, I had a seller sell a home for $600,000 and seller financed it for a period of 5 years. And during that 5-year period of time, earned another $125,000 in interest. And so that was a real additional strong bonus for the seller, who didn't need the money anyway, because she was moving out of her home that she'd been in for a very long time into assisted living type of situation. So she didn't need all that money, but the cash flow was very helpful. So seller financing becomes another real strong tool in a buyer's pocket to be able to navigate the affordability issues that we're experiencing right now. And then the other thing I would say is, a lot of buyers, you know, we're a generation now that likes these shiny objects, where I call it the microwave society, where you want something in seconds. Buyers really should be willing to look perhaps at geographic locations outside of where they otherwise may have wanted to buy, and maybe look at smaller properties, smaller than maybe what they wanted to buy, but at least get into the market that way. Like, I didn't buy, my first home I bought was not in the neighborhood I grew up in, and it was not the house size that I grew up in either. But it was a great start that enabled me to now live where I do want to live and have the home size that I've wanted to have. So I think curtailing expectations a little bit is also helpful. Now, one word I'll throw out there too, just to the building community. If builders were to build smaller properties, smaller homes, that would help a little bit with the affordability issues. But I would prefer, honestly, a home that's bigger with a mother-in-law apartment than a smaller home, because you will actually have a more affordable payment on that bigger home with the apartment.
No doubt about it. And living in a basement apartment and renting the upstairs for your entire mortgage payment allows you to save so much money. At the time, I had friends that were living in beautiful condos with swimming pools, and we were in the basement. And again, like you said, it wasn't in a neighborhood we loved, but we made more money over 1, 2, 3, 4 years of holding on to that home than we would have just renting and enjoying our swimming pool and more income doing that in investing in real estate than we even made in our jobs.
I'll tell you, the other risk of renting is we are very confident home prices are going to go up this year. So let's say you say, okay, well, I'm going to save 5% for a down payment. Well, homes are going to probably go up 5% this year. So now how are you ahead? You're not.
So at this point in the game, there aren't enough small houses, you just mentioned. Why won't they build them?
Because of the land prices.
You have
to build bigger homes, as mine.
Yeah, the land sellers are commanding a pretty high price, and for builders to recoup that price, they're going to have to sell higher, larger homes.
So is this the whole problem where communities have to subdivide these lots and everybody's screaming, NIMBY, NIMBY, mm-hmm. not in my backyard?
Yes.
I think... And this gets down to city council decisions where, some cities are very well located to help solve the housing crisis, because in my opinion, where you have transit corridors and where you have employers, that's really where we should stick the high density, because people can more easily commute from one spot to another, walk, bike, whatever it may be. And so where you've got a transportation corridor where you've got employers. So let's say they're obviously the central business district of Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake City is doing a great job to help with that. Lehigh, another business district where you've got I-15 there, you've got Front Runner, you've got so many jobs. That's a place to stick density. I live in Eagle Mountain, and I don't want to say not in my backyard, but we do have transportation issues getting out of there. Now, what we do have is land. We have lots of land out there. And so we can increase the supply. So increasing the supply of building will help, prices come down. And so if city councils can push through developments faster, more easily, increase the supply, that will also help with some affordability.
And I think the perfect scenario is retail with a buffer of high density, and then you go larger as you get farther east or west, of course. So we cannot do this show without Central Bank. We appreciate them so much. If you are thinking of buying a home, please check out Central Bank. If they offer not only saving plans, first-time home buyer programs, they offer construction loans. Then once you own a home, they offer HELOC loans, which is incredible. My business would not be what it is today without Central Bank. They have been serving our community of Utah for over 130 years. They are safe and secure, and we really appreciate their partnership on this show. I also am grateful for their partnership in sponsoring the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. I'm co-title sponsor with them, and great partner, such great people. And they're always so supportive in giving back. So thank you, Central Bank, again, for your participation. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. You've been listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Craig Whiting. He's the owner, broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. How do people find you?
So primerealestateexperts.com or craigwhiting.com are two quick ways to get me.
Excellent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She is Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And it's Valentine's Day coming up, so it's never too early to come in and shop for all those great gifts for your loved ones at Osmond Designs. And they're one size fits all, which is pretty cool. We have picture frames, we have candles, we have sofas, we have sectionals, you know, beds, recliners, everything in whatever price point you need. So come check us out. And what's really cool is we have the best brands in the country, and no one beats our prices on anything that we sell. So you can always feel great about your purchases. And we love serving Utah. This year we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, so we're really proud of that. And we love what we do. In the previous segments, we were talking about interior design and the importance of staging. We offer those services. It's $85 per hour. We would love to send one of our dream team interior designers to your home to help you prepare your home. This last segment, we just have a few minutes, but we have Craig Whiting. He's the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. And we're going to talk about, if you're an investor, Craig, what are some options?
One product type right now that's very popular is short-term rentals, so Airbnb type of properties. Now, these have a lot of nuance to them, and so you really need to use a real estate team that understands the short-term rental requirements, codes, zoning, and also, you know, marketability, profitability. And so don't just buy a short-term rental without a professional by your side to help with that. But short-term rentals are becoming increasingly popular because you, as the owner, can occasionally use what you bought, and then you can rent it out when you're not using it yourself. And all throughout the state, there are locations that are popular for tourists to come in and visitors to come in, whether it's Southern Utah, Central Utah, Northern Utah. All across the state, there are such amazing opportunities here in the state of Utah for people to come in and experience Utah. You can own one of those properties yourself, rent it out when you're not there using it, and then use it for yourself or your family when you want to. These can be very profitable. We help many clients every single year achieve their dreams of owning a property like this. Feel free to reach out to us. We'll help you analyze the property. We'll be with you every step of the way. We'll help make sure that it fits the zoning, because there are a lot of people that are that buy a property thinking that they can use it as an Airbnb, but they actually can't, and they find out it too late, and then they turn up, you know, either end up having to put a long-term renter in there or sell the property and go buy something else. It's just a hassle. So you got to make sure you use the right team.
So I think the monthly income is fantastic. The yearly income is fantastic. There are so many tax benefits for doing that, but also the equity that you earn over year 1, 3, 5, 10 is enormous.
Do you have to manage the property yourself? If you have one property that you're using for Airbnb or Vrbo, or do you get a management company, and can you still get enough money to pay your mortgage?
That is a great question. So it depends on the buyer, and it depends on the property. Some properties are profitable enough that you can put in a management company and still have the cash flows that you would want. And so that's what we try to find for you, because it's just so much easier when there's another management company involved. But that being said, there are some of my clients that love managing their own property. They like being their own host. And so it depends really on the buyer. But yes, if you want an easily done for you type of solution, we can help you get a management company.
That's incredible. Okay, so I'm kind of old school, Craig. Back in the day, I owned 33 rental properties. They were 1-year lease properties, and it was a lot of work. So I am 100% on board with this management company thing. My husband actually managed all of those, and that was his full-time job. So I remember in the middle of the night, we would get phone calls of, you know, toilets that were clogged or roof leaks or different things. So it can be a hassle. If you do have a full-time job, it can be overwhelming to think that you have to add that in addition to everything else you're doing. But your team can help with what your specific needs are for your family, and then how to achieve those goals.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so the way I approach my life is that very mentality that you're talking about is I don't want to buy a job. I mean, that's just not what you want to do. And so you want to buy a property that has enough cash flow that you can afford a management company, so it can be very, very hands-off. You use it when you want to use it, let the management company handle the rest of it, let the money come in with you without you having to think about it.
And what's great about real estate investing, and especially is in Utah, is it can provide you with financial freedom. You really do make money as you sleep, yeah. which is incredible. And I think that's all of our goal, is to have more time with our family and our friends and less headaches and just have a simple life. So I'm a huge advocate of that. I've lived it. I've done it, and definitely made more money in real estate than I ever made in the furniture industry. So there's my plug. Great job, Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts. He's the owner and broker. So many great tips on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week.